Hello, I'm Kemp Parr, and you're watching FloorDaily.net, and I'm at Surfaces 2010, and we're actually in the Armstrong booth. We're at the show in the Armstrong booth, which is a first, I think, in quite some time. How many years has it been since you've been to Armstrong?
I've been with Armstrong 5 years, and it's actually 5 years since we've been here at Surfaces, Kemp.
Okay, and you're Paul Murphin, you're Vice President of Sales, and you do speak with a little bit of an accent, as do I, but I believe yours is British, right?
Yes, originally from England. I moved here 23 years ago on March the 1st.
But you've been in the flooring business for 26 years, 23 here and 3 over there, right?
That's correct. I started off in England in the export division of a commercial carpet company. Moved here in 1987 and been with, I guess, 2 or 3 companies since I've lived here in the U.S.
Well, welcome back to the show. It's interesting that you're here, and I'm wondering if the other 2 major flooring companies may follow your lead and come back next year. You never know.
You know, I have no idea how to answer that question. All I can tell you is we're delighted to be here, thrilled at the reaction to everything that we're doing, delighted with the show traffic. So I can't speak for what the other people will choose to do.
Well, you know, let's talk about Armstrong for a minute. You are probably the #1 brand in the flooring business because you've always been monolithic. And, I mean, Armstrong has just been around for a long time. And you're also the largest producer of the hard surface category. You cover every area, right?
Well, pretty much. I mean, we're basically the leader. Well, we like to feel that we're the leader in almost every category in which we do business. Largest manufacturer of hardwood, I think, in the world. #1 player in sheet vinyl here in North America. Obviously involved in vinyl tile as well. We're kind of up there when it comes to laminate flooring in addition to that. And, of course, I think we're the clear leader when it comes to hard surface on the commercial side of things. So we pretty much cover the gamut in that regard. And you said we've been around for a while. Actually, 2010 will be Armstrong's 150th anniversary.
Okay. Yeah, I think you get the record there on that one.
Well, possibly. I've only been with them for 5 years, though.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right, so it's a beautiful space here, very big space. You've got all these big circles and a lot of light. Tell us a little bit about, the key message points. What are you here to say? What are you here to tell the dealers that are coming here?
Well, you know, we've not been here for 5 years, and we've spent a lot of time, money. We've been working very hard, should I say, in developing the product line that we have today. And over the last few years, I think we've put together a very compelling story across all of our product categories. And this year was the year that we wanted to come here and really sort of show the industry what we're all about. So across every category, our focus is leadership. Leadership in design, leadership in quality, and more than anything, commitment to the independent retail channel. We want all independent retailers out there to know and understand that we're committed to doing things that can help them make money, and we think we're a good solution, somebody that's worth doing business with.
Okay, Paul, and I know you're probably here with, several hundred new SKUs, but why don't you just kind of hit the highlights of some of the new products that you're introducing here at the show?
A whole host of new things. On the residential tile side of things, we have a new product, relatively new, called Lux. Lux is a floating plank, essentially a vinyl plank that floats on top of the floor. The product glues to each other, 3 different qualities in that, and the reaction from that product to that product has been nothing short of remarkable. We're doing installation demonstrations all the time on the show. And clearly, customers are reacting very well to that. Alterna was a new product that we introduced about halfway through last year. We call this premium tile. You can grout it or you don't have to grout it. Rounded edge to that product. From a color and design standpoint, overwhelmingly positive reaction to that. We're, of course, on sheet vinyl here. And this year we're opening a new glass plant in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. So we're also giving people a peek under the sheets in terms of what they're going to see from us later in the year when it comes to sheet vinyl, with a very, very significant wave of new products on the glass side of the equation.
And I might add, that's a $25 million investment that you guys are making in the downside of this market, right?
That is correct. Some people might call us crazy for doing that. Yeah. But we think it's another example of a company that's sort of bold enough to make some big moves. Then, of course, on the wood side, we have new merchandising on the Bruce side of the equation. We brought out new merchandising with Armstrong Hardwood last year. So we're featuring all of our merchandising across all categories. I didn't mention we have new merchandising as well on laminate. And then we have a whole host of new introductions on the laminate side in Bruce laminate and also Armstrong laminate as well.
And you have, since the last time you and I've talked, I mean, I believe you have some private equity, new partnership. I mean, talk a little bit about that.
Well, gosh, when Armstrong emerged from bankruptcy, which is, I guess, about 3 years ago now, the company was essentially owned about 65% by a trust that essentially represented the asbestos litigants. You know, as everyone's investment has gone down over recent years, the trust was in a position where they wanted to liquidate some of their stock. And so about 13.5% of the business was sold to a company called TPG. TPG is a private equity firm, and they now have, you know, a very significant interest in our company. And, you know, I think it's kind of interesting that an investment company would see sufficient value in a company like Armstrong that they feel as though that's a good long-term investment for them.
Actually, that's why I brought it up, because if you know most private equity firms, they're not going to invest in something that, that they don't think is going to grow. So I think it's probably a good statement as far as what your future looks like.
Well, we'd like to think so. We feel very excited about our position on the flooring side of the business. Of course, we're much more than a flooring company as well. We're also one of two major players, the major player in the ceilings business as well. And of course, we have a cabinet division as well. So, you know, I think they've seen much more in Armstrong than just flooring. But since I'm focused on the flooring side, I'm going to reemphasize how good we feel about the position we have today.
Oh, let's talk about pricing just briefly. I know recently you rolled out a price increase, which you actually felt like you needed to get because raw material prices were going up, and then actually you've decided to delay that. Talk a minute about that.
Well, the fact of the matter is raw material prices are going up. We've seen it at the gas pump, and so you know, on the vinyl side of the equation, a fairly significant increase in raw materials, and we felt the need to pass along an increase into the marketplace. One of our competitors chose not to do that, and so you know, they did sort of indicate that they may have a need to do that as well. We are not interested in taking a second position to anyone, so at least for the time being, we've pulled back on that increase. Now, that, of course, on the vinyl side, I mean, raw materials on the hardwood side to continue to go up. Lumber, I think, is something like 30% higher than it was in the middle of last year, and it's been a very, very steep increase indeed. So, unfortunately, we have no option but to pass along increases in the hardwood side of the business. So, we're holding off on the resilient side for now, but we'll still be moving forward with an increase on the wood side.
All right, Paul, we're at the end of the first day of the show, almost at the end, and the traffic in here is unbelievable. It's very busy. What can you tell possibly the other two mega flooring producers that perhaps maybe they should come here? I mean, this has been a good show for you, right?
We're delighted with the traffic. We're delighted with the reaction of retailers. We're delighted to have the opportunity to showcase everything that we're doing. So, you know, that's what we're happy to talk about. Relative to our other major competitors that are not here, they can make those decisions for themselves.
All right, Paul, I appreciate you spending time with us. We've been talking to Paul Murfin, who's Vice President of Sales at Armstrong, and you've been watching Kempar and FloorDaily.net.